Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
So Alex wants to have a little roundtable discussion this morning, and it involves being, like, what, with couples doing something, or?
Yeah, do you think it's weird to go to, like, the clubs or out to the bars with just your significant other and not a group of friends? Because I tried to get my boyfriend, the Egyptian, to do that, and he was like, no, that's weird, because all of our friends were busy, and he was like, no, we can't do that. Like, that'd be strange, like, to just you and I go.
Well, where did you, like, what kind of bar did you want to go to?
Well, like, a dancing one. But okay. I mean, but I didn't think it was weird. And he was just like, no, that's totally strange to do. Like, you got to go with a group of people. You don't just do that just you and your girlfriend or just you and your boyfriend.
Liv, do you think that's weird?
I think it's a little weird. So I think I've gone to a jazz bar, and that was like a kind of low key. You're not going to see any like college age kids there. Like, maybe if they're out on a date, but it's like a little bit different. I've been to like a jazz bar, and like we were drinking like what I would drink if I was like at like a club or whatever, and like listening to music. But I think, yeah, that is like a little strange. Like, I wouldn't go to like a ratchet bar.
See, I feel like you and Lindsay,
my significant other.
I feel like you and Lindsay go out to bars all the time by yourselves.
Well, that's Alex because we have no friends and we're alone. No, we do actually do that maybe for drinks or dinner. We don't go really go to clubs. I don't mind doing clubs. Like, I like doing club gigs, but my wife's not a big club person. That's why you'll never really find her out there. I don't think it's weird though. I'm surprised I actually agree with you on something. I don't see where you're coming from, Liv, with this, as far as just you and your significant other going out. Even if you were going to a club where you're gonna dance and turn up, it's funner, I think, to go to a club with friends.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I feel like it is more fun to go with a group of people, but it could still be somewhat fun to go with just your significant other. Because if you're not single, then why, like, of course, why wouldn't you wanna go with your significant other?
Well, no, yeah, you would wanna go with your significant other and your friends. Maybe if you had like dinner, and then after dinner you like walked somewhere to like get a drink, and I don't know, if it's like a ratchet college bar, then no, I would not just go there with just my significant other. But if it was like maybe like a little bit of a nicer one, and we're just grabbing a drink and then maybe dancing, I can maybe see that.
See, but he seems to be under the impression that if we show up like that, just us, and are sitting around drinking or whatever, people are going to be looking at us like, look at these people by themselves.
I definitely don't think anyone else is noticing.
That's what I would say.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Pork chop, when it comes to this, how do you fall on this? Like, do you think it's kind of weird, like Liv's saying, for Alex to go out with the Egyptian just by themselves, or do you need to do it as a group, or what?
I do think it is a little weird. It also
really?
It also depends on how much of a dancer you are. Like, if you really both like to dance, then yeah, go ahead, both of you can just go.
No.
But if you're like, oh hey, let's go out, yeah, and maybe we'll dance, maybe we'll have some drinks, it's just weird for
that's
two
more of
you.
Us. Okay, that's more us. Then
yeah.
Alex and the Egyptian, like I've seen before, we had like a going away party for our old boss Buster, and I remember like Alex and the Egyptian were kind of like, they were like in the middle of the dance floor, but it was like a slow like let's make out kind of a dance thing. Liv, were you there? You were there, weren't you? Like, they were just kind of like, you were making up, like, you were just like looking at him like it was a slow dance.
And what?
Was, like, kind of kissing him, just leaning in there.
That does not sound
yeah,
like
yeah, wait,
that.
No, you guys were definitely doing that, but
yes,
I will say,
thank you.
The relationship was pretty new. It was the first time any of us were meeting them, so they were probably still in, like, the honeymoon stages.
Yeah, well, everything's
yeah,
great.
That's
everything's
over.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's not going to be happening anymore. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. You can also send us a tweet. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Let's talk to Ariel. Hey, you've heard Alex's question this morning. What do you think?
I would have to agree with Joe and Alex that there's nothing wrong with going to a club with your husband, boyfriend, significant other, whomever. My husband and I, we've been married for 2 years now, and we still go downtown, like if we get a babysitter or whatever, on the regular. We love to dance. Over the weekend, we were in Arkansas for a wedding, and at one point, we were the only people on the dance floor. Like, I think as long as you have fun, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
I mean, do I think it's unusual a little bit? Yeah, but you do you, girlfriend. If you want to go to the bar and dance your little booty off with your boo thing, then you do it. But it is, like, not normal.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on. Alex is not normal. This is totally like a normal thing. I don't think it's that weird. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Let's say good morning to Sierra. Hey, Sierra, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Do you think Alex is weird, or do you think that's a normal thing?
No, I think that she's absolutely right. She should definitely go out with just her boyfriend. Me and my boyfriend do it almost every other weekend. And we just start out going to Kilroy's, having dinner, and then we go to, like, the Red Room or somewhere and then dance. It's so much fun.
Cool.
And you meet people out, too. So, like, we don't have a lot of the same friends, so we meet people that way, like, as a couple.
That's actually an interesting way to put it. Like, go out and, like, make new friends. Like, make it a point that, ooh, you know what's a fun game?
But go ahead.
Is if we each tell each other we have to come back at the end of the night and say an interesting, weird fact we found out about somebody else that we met. Like, that's kind of fun, to make it into something like that.
Sounds like the beginning of, like, how you become swingers.